Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dawkins Chandler, final year history student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 23, 1959, the Barbados Advocate shared with its readers an article reflecting on the life and legacy of Sir Granly Adams, a central figure in Barbados's political transformation and the wider West Indian road to nationhood. Born on April 28, 1898 in Barbados, Adams was educated at Harrison's College. He won the Barbados Scholarship in Classics before continuing his academic career at the University of Oxford. Among his contemporaries were persons who would go on to shape the development of their own countries, such as Anthony Eden of the United Kingdom, Solomon Bandranik of Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, and Norman Manley of Jamaica. Called to the bar at Gray's Inn in 1925, Adams returned to Barbados to practice law and soon entered politics. For some time, he was lead writer of the conservative newspaper, The Agricultural Reporter, the mouthpiece of the planter merchant class, but quickly became the voice of the working people following the 1937 revolt in Barbados, sparked by the deportation of labor leader Clement Paine. Adams gained prominence defending workers' rights and representing Paine in court. Though Adams' legal representation and appeal to free Paine succeeded, Paine was rearrested and deported, leading to unrest in Bridgetown and in the country districts. The article noted that by 1938, Adams had become vice president of the Barbados Progressive League, which would then evolve into the Barbados Labour Party. In 1939, he formally established the party, positioning it as a vehicle for political reform and representation. By 1946, it had become the party with the majority of the seats in the House of Assembly. In the 1940s, Adams led a campaign to abolish property and income qualifications, succeeding in getting Parliament to pass universal adult suffrage legislation in 1950. He became Barbados's first premier in 1954 and began the process of the diversification of the island's economy via the introduction of enabling legislation for tourism and light manufacturing. The Barbados Advocate further highlighted that regionally, Adams played a defining role in the push for Caribbean unity. He had long advocated for federation, and in 1958, he became the first and only Prime Minister of the West Indies Federation, a union of British Caribbean territories. His leadership during this period placed Barbados at the center of a broader push for regional self-government. The Advocate's article on Adams' political journey on this day in 1959 illustrates the enormous contribution he had made in the political and economic development in Barbados and the process of regional integration.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.